In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. And a big thanks to our sponsors who help keep this show free for you to listen to every single week.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant John Largent bringing you episode number 91 to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. Welcome to our own little virtual tailgate party we have in the world of podcasting. If you're not familiar with Tailgate Radio, we've been doing this show now for several years and several different types of platforms. We had this show on Sirius XM for a while. We also had a show that was broadcast live in syndication across the country. And we decided, you know what? We want people to be able to listen to Tailgate Radio whenever they want to. And so we started this show, 91 episodes as far as this particular type of show being a weekly 30-minute podcast, coming up on close to 2 years. And we've got episode 100 staring us in the eye from afar, but not that far off before we have episode 100. We're going to try to have an extravaganza for episode 100. I'm talking about top sports guests, top chefs, top athletes. We don't know what we're going to do. We may end up not doing any of that, but we are already trying to get that created so that we can have an extravaganza. And by our best estimation, I think episode 100 will be, what is 9 weeks from now? That would be sometime in October. That would be right in the middle of football season. That would be fantastic if we could pull off what we're trying to pull off for episode 100. But this is episode number 91. So we've got a way to go before we bring you episode 100. But just want to have something for you guys to be excited about in the near future. So we got a lot of things going on at Tailgate Radio. One of the first things I want to talk about before we, jump into our weekly topic this week, a couple of things, actually. The first thing is you can always catch us at our website over at tailgateradio.com. We have a lot of guests and a lot of visitors over there that check out our recipes, our news and information. Our archives are there. So you can always go back and listen to any of our previous shows, all the way back to episode 1, which is horrific, by the way. We've gotten a little better over time, but it's still pretty bad. But we appreciate your listenership. We are growing again, as we have been growing. And one of the things we did, we took a look at where we wanted to position this show as a podcast. And since its inception, we've been part of the sports outdoor category. So when you go to a podcast directory, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podomatic, they have podcasts in categories. And you can have a sports category. And then inside that sports, they have professional, amateur, outdoor. And we've been in the outdoor category since this show started. And one of the things that we saw as we continue to broadcast in the outdoor category is that we were getting further and further away from our audience. And what do I mean by that? I mean that the sports outdoor category was a lot of hunting, a lot of fishing, a lot of running, a lot of outdoor P90X, CrossFit kind of stuff. And we didn't really feel like that's where we needed to be. We didn't have anything against that category. We just felt like it wasn't the best fit. And if we put ourselves in the category of sports professional, then that puts us in an area that, while we cover professional sports, it's certainly not all we do. And we do actually very little of covering sports, because this is more of a lifestyle show. And so we kind of took a look at where else could we put this. You know, some people suggested that we, you know, put it in the comedy category. And as much as I'd like to compete with, you know, people like, I don't know, Gilbert Gottfried has a show, part of the same family of advertising company that we work for, I'm not that funny. I'm humorous, but I don't think I'm straight up comedic genius. So we couldn't decide what we wanted to do. And so finally, after looking around and looking where different shows fell out in the categories, we decided we would move from the sports and outdoor category to the hobbies category. And I think we found a home there, because now we're in the same category with people that are making beer, that are cigar aficionados, not cigarettes. Does anybody smoke cigarettes anymore? Cigar aficionados. People that are makers and doers in more of a similar vein. Some cooking. You know, that was another area we looked for, was the food category, but we do more than that. But the hobbies category touches on the food. It touches on the beer. It touches on the outdoor camping, which, you know, surprisingly, in the outdoor category in sports, there wasn't a lot of camping stuff. So is it a perfect fit? I don't know. But I think we're going to find our home there. And so if you're new to this show and you just happen to come across the name, in about 2 weeks, you will see the switch over from sports outdoor to hobbies. And I would encourage all of you that are listening to tell your friends that we are changing categories, and let's see what happens there. But I know preliminarily, when we did some testing in that, we certainly grew our listenership significantly more than we did in the previous category. So we've moved Tailgate Radio from the sports and outdoor category to the hobbies category. And we know that tailgating is more than a hobby. It's a lifestyle. It's a choice. It's the fastest growing sport in America. But it does, and it can be construed as a hobby, because it is something that very few people do professionally, but a lot of people do in their spare time, and that's what a hobby is, doing something you enjoy in your spare time. So, long story short, we're excited to be in the hobbies category at Tailgate Radio, and we're going to continue to grow the show, bring you a diverse listenership that includes chefs, sports personalities, athletes, super fans, inventors, gadget makers, distributors, and the like. We're going to continue to do all of those things, and I think we're going to do that in a much more, I don't want to say friendly, because everybody in the sports and outdoor category was friendly to us. It's just, we were, you know, one of these things was not like the other. And when you see me and you see a CrossFit athlete, there's definitely a disconnect. Definitely a disconnect. So the other thing I'm excited about is all my new brethren in the hobbies category. We hope to have some of the hosts of other shows on this show to talk about what they do and how you can integrate that into your tailgate party or your outdoor cooking or your next gadget purchase. So we're certainly excited about that. Also want to remind you that if you want to head over to our Twitter page at Tailgate Radio, and leave us a tweet. Tell us what you think about our move to hobbies from sports and outdoor. And also, I've been inundated with, when are you going to do another inappropriate tweet? Or is that what we called it? I'm not even sure what we called it. Uncomfortable tweet or whatever it was. Anyway, it's a ripoff of Jimmy Fallon's mean tweets. So I don't want you to just go over there and bash me for no reason and see if you're going to be on the show. But we're going to be doing that show again in a couple of weeks. And more than that, just for the bashing perspective, if you want to go over and check us out over at Twitter at Tailgate Radio and leave us some ideas, who would you like to have as a guest, just check in with us. You know, one of the things, Tailgate Radio is going on the road in July. We're going to be in the fabulous city of Chicago, Illinois. We'll be there from July 4th through July 9th. We'll be partaking in some official and unofficial business. But if you happen to be in Chicago that week, I'm going to leave a couple of places where we're going to be in public so that you can stop by and say hello. We may be even airing a show in Chicago. And so we may want to do a live show. I'm looking at some venues right now to do a live episode of Tailgate Radio. And so once we have that down, we will tweet the location. And hopefully we'll have some people show up and we'll do a live show. So I'm excited about that. So if you're in the greater Chicagoland area in the week of July 4th, we would certainly appreciate you stopping by and saying hello, or at least letting us know where you are, and we'll let you know where we are. And, you know, we may go to Giordano's and have some authentic Chicago-style pizza, or we may do something else down there, but we're going to be in the Windy City. I don't know if anybody in Chicago calls it the Windy City. You know, some people are from their hometowns are really particular about that. You know, as I've mentioned before, no one calls my hometown San Antonio, San Antone, although everybody outside of San Antonio seems to say San Antone. So I don't know if anybody calls Chicago, inside Chicago, the Windy City or Chi-Town or any of those other vernaculars, but I digress. And when we come back from our first break, we'll have more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first,
there's a town in Colorado called Golden. Founded in the gold rush, it was home to miners who spent 12 hours a day in the frozen ground digging for gold. But that land was rich in another resource, the Rocky Mountain water that runs cold and clear. One man knew the value of that water. That man was Mr. Coors. In 1873, he settled in Golden to brew the finest beer the town had ever tasted. The miners were grateful because when they sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as the Banquet Beer. Coors, the Banquet Beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
This is ring announcer Jeff Houston, and you're listening to Tailgate Radio.
Tailgating news from across the globe and beyond.
And now, reports of lights in the sky.
You should see how we pee.
Elaborate prank or extraterrestrial phenomenon.
Dateline Moscow, Idaho, coming to you courtesy of MagicValley.com. The Idaho State Board of Education says the University of Idaho does not have permission to allow alcohol at tailgating events, even though the college has been doing so for years. Board President Emma Ashley tells the Lewiston Tribune that current state policy forbids alcohol on college campuses without prior approval from the board. University spokeswoman Jody Walker says that the university will work with the board to ensure compliance. Depending on the outcome of those those conversations, the university will decide if it wants to request permission to allow alcohol on campus tailgating parties at the board's August meeting. Board members recently banned alcohol sales at Boise State University and the University of Idaho after giving the two institutions tentative approval for a year-long pilot program. This next article comes to us from USA Today, and it's written by Larry Blyberg. He wrote a special for the USA Today, and the title is Best Small Schools with Big Tailgating Traditions. And we're going to go down the list. It was brought to you by our good friend, Joe Kahn, the commissioner of tailgating. He was interviewed in this article, and we're going to state and give a little information on each one of the small schools with big tailgating traditions mentioned in the article. The first one is the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Talk about an alumni network. Not only do football games attract academy graduates, but also thousands of active duty sailors along with veterans and their family. Anyone who served in the Navy feels part of it, Kahn says. The midshipmen come out and tailgate with different reunion classes set up around the outer ring of the stadium. You'll find similar scenes at Army and Air Force games. The next school is the University of Louisiana Lafayette. That's the Ragin' Cajuns. Football in Louisiana isn't limited to powerhouse LSU. Instead, Kahn suggests heading an hour down the road to Lafayette. If you're in the heart of Cajun country, it's a wonderful sharing attitude. It's a smaller school than LSU, so the food may be more important than the game. The next school, North Dakota State University. While tailgating on the Great Plains can get really chilly, you'll find warm and welcoming fans at this NCAA Division I school, Kahn says. They're pioneers and partiers. Games are a major Fargo social event, and while not known for fancy dining, you'll see plenty of hearty food to offer. Every once in a while, you'll find a bison burger or elk or venison on the menu. That's in Fargo, North Dakota, at North Dakota State University. I think they are the five-time defending. Used to be one AA school. Now that's the FCS champions. The next school on the list is Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana. Perhaps it's not surprising that David Letterman's alma mater knows how to throw a party. Complete with beer pong, cornhole, and other games, it's a friendly atmosphere, Kahn says. They don't get their due, but they're a good school with big hearts. The students are happy to be there. The next school is Florida A&M in Tallahassee, Florida. The social atmosphere is so warm at this historically black school that the gatherings often continue until kickoff and sometimes longer, Kahn says. Fraternities and sororities and church groups put together a great tailgate atmosphere. There's probably more fried fish than I've seen anywhere, and it's delicious, Kahn said. Come halftime, the last celebrants leave the parking lot to make sure to catch the band's performance on the field. The next one, St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota. This private liberal arts college has a strong academic tradition, but come Saturdays, they know how to throw a party. Kahn says he loves how the school's fight song is a waltz, and the Scandinavian specialties often found an offer. I don't know how many schools would have pickled herring at a tailgate, he says. The next school is Wofford College in Spartanburg, South Carolina. This small liberal arts school has one of the most family-friendly tailgating atmosphere Kahn has ever seen. The children and families that come out there are incredible, he says. Perhaps that's why Kahn remembers there being plenty of sweets being consumed. There's lots of desserts and cookies and a lot of sandwiches and a lot of Krispy Kreme donuts. The next school is Marist College. The private Hudson River Valley Liberal Arts School gets a big tailgating boost from its neighbor, the Culinary Institute of America. Sometimes students will set up at Marist games, and as a result, it is delicious, Kahn says. I ate some pretty good stuff. Someone was doing a hamburger à poivre. I don't even know what that means. With peppercorn sauce and a little brandy, you'll see that at a high-end restaurant, says Kahn. The next school is San Jose State. Kahn says the large Latino enrollment at this Silicon Valley school adds some spice to the tailgate dining. You'll get great tailgating food, tacos, fajitas, and salsa. He said he would also, he could tell he was in California when he saw some fans sneaking in salad. Not a traditional tailgate staple. And the final school on this list from USA Today, courtesy, because we always want to give credit to the author, courtesy of Larry Blyberg and our good friend Joe Kahn, the commissioner of tailgating, the last school on the list is the University of Delaware. It may be a small school in a small state, but the University of Delaware Blue Hens put on quite a show, Kahn says. It exceeds expectation. We think of Delaware as being where corporations register for tax purposes, but it's a wonderful atmosphere, great parking, wonderful people, and diverse food. That's a good list. And I've been to some of those schools. I would add to that list and maybe even put these two schools at the top of my list as far as small schools, even though they're not super small, but they're not typically known as a powerhouse. The first one I would add to this list is Appalachian State. Those people in North Kakilaki know how to tailgate. It's a wonderful tailgating atmosphere. It's a wonderful stadium. The people are awesome. I think it's Cary, North Carolina. I could be wrong, so if I'm wrong, I apologize. But I've been there. It was a blast, and I would certainly add that to my list. And the other is in Missoula, Montana, at the University of Montana, the Fighting Grizz. That's a big league game atmosphere, tailgating, football, everything. But it's because it's in Missoula and because they're not in a major conference, it would probably be considered on this list. But I would add those two schools as well. And finally, Dateline Cleveland, Ohio. Congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers and the people of Cleveland, Ohio. The first championship of any major sport in over 50 years. This article comes to us courtesy of Cleveland.com. Cleveland fans chant all in at Cavs Parade. Cleveland is all in. Hundreds of thousands of fans proved that Wednesday, overflowing downtown Cleveland for a massive Cavs Parade. Screaming, cheering, crying, they wore Cavs t-shirts and carried signs as they packed together in mind and spirit. Some people staked their territory with lawn chairs and blankets. Others climbed atop bus stops and shimmied up electrical poles. Messages of support are everywhere. One poster read, LeBron for Prez. A photo of the grinning head of Kyrie Irving is held aloft. A plane flies overhead. The banner behind it simply says, City of Champions. Today, that's a pretty easy thing to believe. So congratulations once again to the Cleveland Cavaliers, the world champions of the NBA. And thank God basketball season is over. I'm just kidding. If you have any tailgating news you'd like for us to share here at Tailgate Radio, send it to tailgateradio@gmail.com, and we will be sure to get that on an upcoming episode of Tailgate Radio, and that's going to about wrap it up for Tailgating News of the Week.
Tailgating news from across the globe and beyond.
In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.